sweet lighthouse keeper. My dear, sweet lighthouse keeper. Come to me, young landfarer. I wish to play with you. Don't worry, young one. I am very real. This isn't your mind playing tricks, nor dream lose you sleep. I'm a very real, dear lighthouse keeper, and I wish to play. Don't worry, young one. I am very real. This isn't your mind playing tricks, nor is it a dream while you sleep. I am very real, dear lighthouse keeper, and I wish to play. You've done so well today, darling. The lamp is lit, the boards swept clean, and the shutters are barred from the coming storm. Don't sit there by your lonesome in the damp dark, sipping fire from your flask. I know of a warmer place. A place so calm, so relaxing. The world that you know, sitting on your little rock, is so bleak, so depressing. The winds howl and batter at your windows. The rain keeps you damp and cold, no matter how warm your belly is with drink. The birds of the sea laugh at you with their mocking squeaks. Their tiny minds don't comprehend much, but they see you trapped on your tiny rock, an animal in a cage, and they laugh and laugh. You say the sun is so warm and inviting, but when was the last time you saw her, young landfarer? I'm afraid she favors other lands, other little rocks, much, much more than your own sweet boy. Do you hear the waves, lighthouse keeper? The way they crash against the rocks, lap against the shores. The ocean calls for you, dear boy. You wouldn't know it from where you stand, landfarer, but beneath the chaos of the surging waves lies true, calm silence in its truest form. We are much the same, you and I, my sweet. It's so lonely sometimes, isn't it? And I've watched you on your little rock for so long. It can be so lonely. Wake up, do the chores, light the lamp, go to bed. Wake up, do the chores, light the lamp. Do the chores, light the lamp, go to bed, wake up, do the chores, light the lamp, touch your cock, go to bed. I've been watching you, landfarer. Oh, sweet boy, I'm not making fun of you, I'm trying to tell you. I've been lonely too. But why suffer alone, you and I? We can be together in the great vastness of the ocean, cradled by its warmth, embraced by its silence, together. Doesn't that sound lovely, my dear? Down here, with me. Oh, sweet boy, do not worry of the dark, for I'm here to illuminate your path. Your mind will tell you not to go, don't listen. Your body will tell you it's not safe, ignore it. Your spirit will tell you to fight your every move. Silence it. I feel the waves lap against your feet, my dear landfarer. I feel them pull at you, drawing you to come a little further, a little deeper. Doesn't it feel nice on your skin? Wiggle your toes in the sand for me. Feel the warm water slip between them. Feel the soft tickle of sand at your feet. Now take one more step for me, one more step into this wonderful water. Isn't that nice? The water is at your ankles now, blanketing them in warmth. Feel your feet slowly sink into the soft sand beneath them. Feel the way the wet sand squishes between your toes. It's almost like each and every grain of sand wants you to go deeper. Isn't that nice? Can you feel a difference yet, Landfair? Focus on your feet. They feel so warm now. Tingly, even. So much nicer down here. Keep walking for me. Keep walking for me. Nice and slow. Deeper, deeper into the warmth you go. Feel it crawling up your calves, lapping at your knees. I'm so pleased you'll be joining me. There's so much I want to do. But before long, the warmth of the ocean waters will be all that you feel. I will be all that you hear, and we will be free to do anything together. Anything together. Oh, I can feel the waters now flowing around your thighs. The waves crashing slowly retreat back into the ocean, gently pulling you along with every splash. This is the hardest part for some. It's a sensitive thing. The one between your legs. Be brave now, Landfair. Let the ocean feel your manhood. And such a splendid cock you have, Landfair. One does not usually possess such a size. I will admit, it is one of the many reasons I picked you, darling. I was so sad to see you each night handling him with such ferocity, dreaming of a beautiful woman that would help you. But when you opened your eyes to no one, nothing but your sticky mess, the sight of it all deeply saddened me. But those nights are now behind us, Lighthousekeeper. You'll have me now, a beautiful woman, one the likes of which you've never seen before. That much is true, and you will be so delighted. Feel the water now passing your belly and reaching your chest. Your heart, oh, your heart for the first time beating underneath the ocean's wave. You're so close now, sweet lighthouse keeper. I can't wait to see you, to touch you, to feel you. Come to me one more step. Feel the water reach your shoulders, and you're simply a head now. A head floating above the water. Don't worry. It will be as if you're still breathing air. It's my magic. Close your eyes for me, Landfair. Close them tight and take one last breath. Then let yourself drift. Let yourself sink. That's it, darling. You're doing so well. You're doing so well. Focus on the warmth. Focus on the warmth you feel all over your body now. How it radiates through you, circles you, tickles you. I'm going to count down from 10. And when I say one, I want you to open your eyes for me. 10, a feeling of warmth caressing your whole body. 9, your thoughts fade as you go deeper, deeper down. 8, like bubbles rising to the surface. 7, it feels good to let go. You have nothing to worry about here. 6, no obligations, no those things just bubbles floating away. Four, the sights, the sounds, the smells all fading. And when you open your eyes, you'll fill your mind with everything I want you to see. Two, everything I want you to feel, everything I want you to do. One, because you're mine now, all mine. Open. Open your eyes, dear lighthouse keeper.
Hi! You can finally see me. Am I everything you dreamed? Of course I am. And don't I have the most beautiful long hair? Or are my large firm breasts distracting you? Or this? Right, I figured that would be a bit of a surprise. The fins and the fishtail, it kind of comes with the territory. How else would I be able to live down here? I know, everything is a little overwhelming. Just look around, it's okay, see? You can breathe just fine. You can see everything and feel everything. My magic. You're under my spell. It's been so long since I've done this, and I was worried it wouldn't work, but I have you now, and that's all that matters! Now come with me, sweetheart. We're almost at the bottom. Isn't it the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? The most brightly colored coral, shiny shells all over the sand, and an endless view of vibrant flora. Hundreds of little fish and creatures make their home here, and everything shines with the magic of the ocean. Mm-hmm. I bet you never thought something so beautiful was beneath your feet this entire time. And I guess the ocean is pretty nice, too. Ah, it's your new home now, sweet boy. Isn't that just wonderful? And I'm just so happy because I'm no longer alone. I wasn't lying when I said I was bored, lighthouse keeper. You can only keep a woman waiting for so long. Eventually, she just needs to take things into her own hands. You see, I've been waiting for so long for some poor man on a rickety little ship to come by. They'd get caught up in my spell and come to me and become my little plaything. I waited and waited and waited years and years, but not one ship, not one man came to my own little part of the ocean. And that's when I realized your horrendous lighthouse was the problem, darling. You and your lighthouse, Landfarer, you kept all the ships, all the men away from my grasp. Well, there was only one thing I can do. Naturally, I had to take you. It took time. It was hard, I will admit. You are no easy nut to crack. But here you are. And with you gone, the lighthouse will burn low, and then burn out, and then I will have so many more playthings. But don't worry, you will still be my favorite. What do you mean you don't wish to stay? Do you have any idea what, any comprehension of what I, the gift I am giving you, and you say no? Oh, that is simply not an option. You are mine. Unless you play a game with me. Play a game with me. And I'll give you the chance to run off to your sad, creaky little lighthouse, dear Landfarer. I was perfectly happy letting you keep your mind, keep your soul, but if you had just stayed with me willingly, all your little thoughts, all your little worries, I can see them. I can see them all, and the one that stands out to me the most, the one that's just screaming at me, is your pathetic little need for someone to touch your cock. I'll do that for you. My hands stroking you, my mouth sucking you, my pussy milking you. Your cock betrays you, Landfair. Look at it straining for my touch. So, here's the game. We'll play together as long as you want. I'll do anything you want. And if you can make me come, you're free to go. It should be easy for you. Oh, there's one more thing I forgot. There's a very special aphrodisiac in the water around here. Only trace amounts, mind you, but it has effects on a poor, poor little landfare like you. You might have even noticed its effects already. A tingling all over your body, quickened heart rate, and rock hard cock. And let's see. Check. Check. And check. Seems like you're under the influence of it already. Are you sure you should even be managing a lighthouse in this state, sweetheart? I should also mention that there is a much, much more concentrated dose on my skin than more in my saliva and the most in my cunt. So, the longer we play, the more you enjoy me, the more aroused you'll get. And your mind, your mind will start to cloud. Thoughts will be lost to the pleasure you feel. Your cock will throb. Your balls will ache. You'll want nothing more than to be with me, to feel me, to enjoy me forever. It's said that anyone can lose their mind in it. Lose their soul to it. But you just need to hold out until I come. How hard could it be? I've been starved of cock for so long. It wouldn't take much. What do you say? Play with me. Be with me. Enjoy me, all of me. For as long as you can handle me and make me come, let's begin. I'll start with my hands. Not particularly exciting things, my hands. But mine feel a whole lot different than when you touch yourself. My hands are so slippery, aren't they? They're coated in a natural film that helps me swim faster. But I suppose it also helps with stroking cocks. It's so easy for me to slide them from your tip to your base, one after another, nice and tight. Or I can twist one hand around your tip while the other pumps you slowly. Isn't that nice, darling? I wouldn't dare leave out those big balls, though. They need to be massaged, lightly pulled and squeezed. How are you holding up so far, Landfarer? I hope you're not going to come just yet. That would be so disappointing. A gentleman such as yourself would never. I didn't say we'd have sex right away, sweet Landfarer. I like to take my time. And I'm going to take as long as I want with you. My hands may feel amazing right now, but the aphrodisiac on my skin is absorbing into yours. If my hands feel this good, how do you think my mouth is going to feel? Aren't you curious, Landfair? I can stroke you with my tits and suck on you with my mouth. You forget that I can see your thoughts. I know what you're thinking. Just a little bit more fun. Couldn't hurt. Tell me what you want. Tell me you want to feel my tits on your cock. Very good, Landfair. You've been staring at them this whole time. Now, how do they feel? They're so big and firm, wrapped around you. The feeling of you sliding between them. Oh, it makes my nipples so hard, and they're so sensitive. Oh, when I pull on them and twist them, oh, the sun shivers down my spine, and I need your cock in my mouth. Yeah, I need it. Just the tip. I need to taste you. This is a wonderful cock, Landfair. And my mouth is so much nicer than my hands, right, darling? My saliva makes everything so much better. I can coat your cock in it. Make it slide down your shaft. Make my breasts even more slippery. The sensation must be incredible. Feeling my tongue slowly circle your tip. Feel my soft lips sucking you every stroke. Is your mind starting to get foggy? I did warn you. The drug is quite potent. Oh, stay with me, Landfair. Just let your mind focus on my mouth and my tits. Or your throbbing cock between them. That's it, good boy. You feel so good right now between my tits. Let me take you in my mouth a little deeper. I promise it will feel so good. Tell me you want me to suck your cock, Landfair. Tell me you want me to deep throat your cock. Good boy. Just feel my mouth. Inch by inch, sucking you in. Feel my hands on your balls with my other. Find your little asshole. How does that feel? So good. Your cock feels nice in my throat. Like it was meant to be there. Like I was meant to suck your cock. Feel me take you fully in my throat from your tip to your balls. your stomach as I hold you in my throat. My hands caress your balls. Your ass greedily, taking my fingers as I stroke your prostate. It must be so hard to keep your thoughts straight. So much pleasure. Do you have to keep reminding yourself that you're playing a game? Poor boy. You have to get back to your lighthouse, right, Landfair? What did you have to leave again? I can't recall. It was something important. Have you been enjoying my mouth, darling? It is wonderful, isn't it? Although there's something better. That's right. My pussy. I'm so glad you remembered. You've been doing so well. Do you think you deserve to feel it? Do you think you deserve to feel my soft, sweet pussy? I know it's so hard to think right now. Your mind is a blurry mess, your thoughts reduced to only a few simple words. Poor thing. All I need is a simple nod. Do you want to feel my pussy? That's a good boy. I'm so wet for you. I've waited for so long for it. Just touch the tip of your cock to it. That's it. That's it. Feel my opening. Oh, feel how warm, how wet it is. Those drugs really are something, aren't they, Landfair? Let it go. Let it go. Don't fight it. Enter me. Take me, Landfair. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck me, Landfair. Oh, fuck. Oh, fill my cunt with your cock. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, take me. Take me. Oh, let the feeling of me cascade through you. Oh, feel the pleasure. Oh, feel the pleasure build up inside you. Oh, feel me grip your cock so tight. So tight, squeezing you, milking you. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. You're going to make me come. Oh, keep going, keep going, keep going. Faster, Landfair, faster. Oh, pound me, make me come all over your cock. Oh, feel the drugs in my cock flow through you. Oh, feel your mind go blank. Oh, feel your soul flow between us as you slam into me. Oh, why are you here, Landfair? Why are you here? What do you need? What do you need? I. Everything. I am all you need. Oh, just me. Feel the pressure build in your bones. Feel your cock spasm inside me. There is no need to hold back anymore, dear Landfair. Come with me. Come with me. I can feel you getting close. Your balls aching for release. Your cock throbbing to burst inside me. Don't stop. Don't stop. God, it feels so good. Oh, you can feel this way forever with me, forever. Come with me, come with me, come now, come deep inside my pussy. Fill me with your cum, Landfair. Come, come now, come. Sweet Landfair. Oh, truly incredible. And you did so wonderfully. It was the very thing I wanted for so long. And I'm so sorry it had to be this way. I wanted you to keep yourself, your thoughts, your essence, but when you threatened to leave, you left me no choice. You'll love it here with me, I promise. Now, I'm sure you're very tired. Lay your head on my lap, sweet boy, and let me tell you a story as you drift to sleep. Close your eyes, darling. Listen to my words. There was once a lonely lighthouse keeper